Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 17th of June. US President Trump chose to leave the G7 summit a day early, reportedly to attend a briefing on the situation in the Middle East. Trump's early departure probably does not change much of substance. They were resisting a G7 statement on the Iran-Israel conflict, and a G7 statement would have been unlikely to accomplish very much anyway. However, there is a certain symbolism in Trump rejecting even superficial international cooperation, which has a bearing in areas that markets care about, like trade. There was an executive order signed to implement part of the trade understanding with the United Kingdom within 7 days. But that is more symbolic than practical, as mercantile trade is not a major part of the Anglo-US relationship. There was little progress on trade talks with Japan. With the 90-day deadline for limiting US unilateral trade taxes now fast approaching, the lack of trade deals is keeping levels of uncertainty quite high. The Middle East conflict itself continues to have only limited impacts on financial markets. The pattern at the moment is Israel targeting Iran's missile stocks and Iran firing relatively large numbers of missiles while they still have them. This does not change very much for financial markets. There is still no reason to significantly change the risk assessment around energy and shipping that markets have already priced in. It is noticeable that in spite of the moderate rise in the oil price, which naturally increases demand for dollars, and the higher levels of risk, the dollar has not performed much of a safe haven role and has remained range-bound. On the data front, we get the release of US import and export price data for May. These numbers start to become more important as they show reactions to the Trump trade taxes. Bear in mind that imports of some products naturally decline in price over time. So when considering the change in import prices in particular, it is relevant to compare to the changes in long-term trends. Import prices are before the taxes are applied. This is the price which the tax itself references. So any unusually large declines in import prices in a sector or from a country suggests that exporter profit margins are being squeezed. If the import prices continue to follow existing trends, then that places the full burden of the taxes on US consumers and US companies. There's also US industrial production data, but this is expected to be flat on the month. The climate of uncertainty that pervades US policymaking at the moment does not encourage any speculative ramping up of production. And the inertia of US businesses is one of the critical things to watch in assessing the US growth outlook. US retail sales data for May is expected to show some resilience. Consumers have not yet really experienced the effect of trade taxes on prices, bar some very specific areas like bananas. Lower oil prices will depress the value of gasoline sales, but aside from that, there is expected to be a modest gain. The Germans offer the ZEW Economic Sentiment Survey. As widely expected, the Bank of Japan has scaled back its tightening of quantitative policy, reacting to the increase in longer-term JGB yields that has taken place. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.